Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. So I just want to charge us a little bit before we get into prayer today. Just share a few things with us about fasting and prayers. Then we will go on to pray. Luke chapter 4 from verse 1. We're going to read Luke chapter 4 from verse 1. Are you ready tonight? Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the same Spirit into the wilderness. Now let's take notes. The first thing is that Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Then verse 2. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when he had ended, he was hungry. Move to verse 13. Let us see what we have there. Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit, to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding regions. The gas will not react so much, but when you shake it, fasting is the shaking. Fasting is the shaking. Then you open it. Then you realize that, what exactly just happened now? Everything begins to bubble out. That's how it works. Fasting steers everything within you. Fasting activates your sense of hearing. Fasting opens you up to sight. Fasting opens you up to spiritual senses, sensitivity. You are now sensitive. You can pick signals fast. And fasting makes you look ferocious in the realm of the spirit. So that the same devils that can come close to you, they just realize that this thing is different right now. It's like putting iron into fire. That's what fasting is like. Then you bring it out. It looks how? Red hot. Red hot. Touch it if you like. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? So if your prayer and fasting life is attacked, just know that you don't have hope for manifestation of the supernatural. There's no hope. The day you decide to fast and pray, you and I know that all of hell begins to rebel. Is it not the same you that stayed till 2 o'clock and you were not aware you've not eaten? Then we declare fasting and prayer. Then from 4 o'clock in the midnight, they start giving you food. Your dream, they start feeding you. Then you wake up, all of a sudden you start seeing that there's egg in the house, there's plantain. Why is everywhere so full of food like this? It's the devil. He's pointing your attention to many things. It's an attack. Some people have even given up of like, oh man, I know they be fast. Don't say that. And may you not see something that will make you run fast, then you start fasting. But when you put yourself on it consistently, you are not scared of anything. You just know that whatever happens, I'm on. I am on. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You don't see something and you say, ah, let me go and fast. Except you want to increase, like accelerate. You know, you can accelerate. You can do your normal fast and you discover that for what is coming now, I'm going to strike 3 days. There's a season of your life where you can decide that every first 3 days of the week, I will fast for the next 6 months. Choose. After this fasting and prayer we are doing, this 14 days, some of you don't have rights to eat because you have not been joining us. You don't have rights to eat. Your right has been withdrawn. You need to go back and do the ones you have not done. Some people are counting how many. Say, ah, one, only four, now only four. My own are three, my own are three. Let me tell you the truth. It's not a joke. Is this not the fast that I have ordained? God said he ordained fast. Is this not the fast that I have ordained? To break the chains, to set the captives free, and all manner of things. You see, God ordains fast. And when God calls us to fast like that, you say, ah, are we fasting because all the churches, everybody are fasting? Brother, if that is it, fast. Those that are fast, they are not foolish. When the apostles fasted in the Bible, they weren't foolish. He said, is this not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bound of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens? Some of us are carrying heavy burdens. Fast. Fast. To let the oppressed go free. There are certain people that are oppressed within your family. Fast. That you break every yoke. Some weights need to, you need to let go of those weights. Fasting will help you. Only a few people I know that Satan has attacked their destiny so much that when they are fasting, they still watch pornography. It's a devil, it's a high level of global continental killing so that you can never survive in your life. That you are fasting. Just the consciousness that you are fasting makes you want to even behave. That's part of what fasting does. The people in the other religions, when they fast, they announce to everybody, they shout it, then they stay away from many, many things. Now, these are the regular, normal things about fasting, but we don't noise it. Do you get what I'm saying now? Because God did not permit us to start telling everybody around town. Although we announce fast, and everybody knows that, you know. But you remember, I know that if I employ some of those guys to work during the times they come, they'll start announcing it. Ah, Mungba well, ah. Ah, I'm wondering that what is the problem? The way you have talked about this fast is broken already. And you ate a bar by 3 o'clock. Fast, break, fast. So the fast has been broken already. But my pain is just that when it is 10, they're already under pressure. Then at the point, they will now start walking in a very small manner like this. When you move, you say, ah, wait, oh, maximum, yo, maximum, yo. Ah, my little Jawe. May God have mercy on us. Praise God. So nobody has a special gift of fasting and prayer. We fast and pray because it is a discipline. It's a discipline. Pastor, I have health issues. I understand that there are some people who have health issues. I understand that they could be nursing mothers and they have to, you know, but I can also tell you that some health issues are attack so that you never fast. I had a little bit of health challenge at a point. I didn't consider it a health challenge because I was going through my own way. So it was more like a serious gastrointestinal ulcer. That's what they called it. No, then they now said it was, whether it was mixed with peptic ulcer. I don't know, there's different classes and category of ulcer. If I had accepted my faith those days and said that, well, since the doctor has said it, there's nothing I can do about it. I cannot fast. God understands. After all, he has called me to be a pastor. And I have also. God understands that I cannot fast. I don't know how slow I would have been. Because fasting makes your journey fast. It helps you. I'm not saying that if you are having to treat, you start saying, see, Pastor Mavis, don't talk. I will go fast now. No, I will visit you in the hospital. If, yes, so better take care of yourself and be fine. But I'm saying that for some people, you know, this is an attack. Don't attack me. So, I don't like to always preach this every time, especially when you're preaching it where young people are, because young people are very daring. And I say, no. Some people that have already been praying in their house, that God, I will pass my pastor. The glory of the latter will be greater than the former. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. But fast. I'm just saying it. Kenneth Hagin realized that he would not run the regular fasting at a particular stage of his life when he started growing old. So he decided to live a fasted life, meaning that he will not eat until it is past 12. Break fast. That breakfast must pass before we eat. And did it like that for almost all his life. That's how to live a fasted life. Do we understand what I'm saying? So you want to give yourself, the apostles said something, that they were going to appoint deacons and elders. Then they will give themselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. What they were trying to say indirectly is that our assignment is critical. Other people's assignments, they depend on us. So those of us that they depend on, we have to do a lot. We can cover up for them. He didn't say those people will not fast too, but he said we will give ourselves continually. That means we'll be more consistent praying, fasting to the ministry of prayer and fasting. And of course, prayer and the word rather. And I know that anytime prayer is involved, somehow you have to mix it. There are times that we have even studied the Bible. I remember some those days I'm studying the Bible or preparing a message or something, and I will not know that it's already like 7 hours, maybe from early morning, and it's already 2. Just realize that I never eat still. And sometimes the food they kept for you, you have to go and warm it again. But you didn't prepare, plan to fast. But because you were busy. Fasting and prayer is not a church program. It's an invitation by God to engage spiritual realities. It's not just the church program. So the church is calling for us. The church said we should fast. No, it's not the church program. Fasting and prayer is an invitation. When God wants to invite you to do some serious business with you, one of the things he does is to engage you in fasting and prayer. Call you. Come up, Peter. Do you know how many people in my lifetime that I know have broken addictions because they fasted? We fixed 21 days fasting. It was after the 21 days the guy realized that he has forgotten his addiction. That means the addiction was not even too strong. It was just because it was too much in the flesh. For 20 days of glory had always been that time for many people. Get testimonies. Some people say, I don't know how to share this particular thing in the public, but I feel I can tell you. After 40 days, some of us is 20, is that not? Then some of us 40. Then some of us. Are we here together? The reason we are always begging every time, I don't want to face them, choir ministers, that you don't have song, you don't have song, they don't fast. If you fast and pray, you will lose touch with the songs of time and connect with the songs of eternity. If you fast, you cannot successfully organize a fast dedicated to getting spiritual tunes, and after 2 or 3 days, you don't come back with anything. is that no devil can stop it. No devil. If I have a major event and I'm going to plan for programs, I start fasting and praying and I generate messages. And people will be asking that, yeah, it's a generator. Fasting and prayer is a generator. When you stay there, you stay alone. At that point, you don't even almost consult anything. You just stay alone. You just realize that you'll be picked up from the realms of the spirit. And they will call you, come up, Peter. Let me show you this. Then God will say, see. Then when I come back to the realms of man, I begin to analyze it. Wow, no wonder. See this thing. Hey, okay. Then I'll start searching scriptures, trying to match scripture with scripture, trying to put things here and there. But I have gotten the substance. Then I'll flesh it. When you start fasting and praying, there's a level of worship you engage in fasting and praying. Eh? As a music minister, you will get... You see, you don't need 3 days. Stay away from human beings from morning till 8 p.m. And in those times, make sure you have an agenda that I came to write the songs they sing there. I want to download from there. Here, you will write. It's laziness. And sometimes you are not lazy, but you have not known that is how some people get their own. So I'm giving you a key. Go and engage. Every week, I prepare messages every week. You should be getting something, at least 2 to 3. So I'm not a professional writer. You don't need to be a professional writer. You just need to be somebody who knows how to open up to hear what the Spirit is saying. You might not even know how to create melody for it, but they will give you lines. Then some people, they give them melody. They don't have any lines. They all give them melody. They all start singing melody, 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 melody. Some of us have even gotten songs while we're praying like that, but we are not music people. So we just use our phone. I usually record my own on my phone anyhow. Oh God, my heart is beating. I'll show you record it. Waiting, then give me. And that is the way they give me. It's not your own. I'm not the same people. I will record my own. If I open my phone now, you see some voice. I'll just say voice one, voice two, voice three. It's something that I heard when I came out from that place. When I now finish singing it with passion, I now listen to it normally. I now know that I was singing FG, QC. But I got something. Prayer and fasting will steal the noise around you. Career people, you must pray and fast. How far do you want to go for God? Even if it's for yourself. You want to grow your career ladder, you don't need to fast. But if the devil knows that you have a kingdom mandate, he'll fight your career. If the devil knows that you have a kingdom mandate, he'll fight your business. If he knows that it is to feed yourself and take care of your clothing and be fine and dress and seduce people, it's okay. Do fine, boy. Buy pink clips, catch her on that bridge. He's not, devil is not going to return. We're very happy for you. We allow you, go and enjoy. So anywhere you go, by the time you just see a lady, just like, nobody's asking you to stretch your lips. You are stretching it because you know your motive. That one, Satan has no business with you. But if you have made up your mind that I will give in billions, Satan will face you. Why? I'll give in billions. Satan, I will single-handedly build institutions that will get people out of the streets and rehabilitate drug addicts. Mark my face. People don't have vision. That's why God can't give them resources. No vision. I've spotted the problem. And you say, mark it, 5 years, 3 years from now, I'll buy 5 buses. I'll pick people from that location where I know it's difficult, and I'll be bringing them. Satan, mark my face. We start. Then you realize that you'll be praying and fasting at a particular level, and unusual favor unusual favor will just show up your direction. Resources, provision flows in the direction of vision. If the devil knows that it is just to eat and drink and build house, he will leave you. He's, at least let's pity, he's a human being. Eat, drink, build house. Just leave him. Make it just dead here. But when he knows that kingdom is at the center of your heart and there's something big that you have seen and you have struck a chord with God in heaven, that God, when I hit my first 1 million, see your own. When I hit my next 20 million, see your own. When I hit 100, see your own. When I hit 1 billion, see your own. Satan will start fighting. And say, this one is going to cause problem. Can't trust what this one is going to do. Because there are a lot of things we would have done. Many people would not be doing drugs if we had the resources to rent a whole duplex or buy a whole house. Put them there. Be feeding them and be teaching them the word of God. After 2 years, you realize that what they would become. Satan knows. But we'll fight it. And some people started well, and God was just looking at them until they diverted their attention. Fasting and prayer will cause you to be a favor magnet. There's a level where you fast and pray. You just realize that you are already in another frequency. God begins to give you strange ideas. Don't be myopic in the way you see. Don't be myopic in the way you think. So that when we call for fasting and prayer, somebody feels like, I just drown. No. If you want to do big things for God, if you're a woman, God will raise for a good assignment. You have to fast and pray. Satan will try to even destroy you before your children will grow, because he knows that you are supposed to be the one to nurture them to spiritual stature. Imagine that you're a fasting and praying machine and you know how to direct the destinies of the children. Satan will be afraid. Many children were left into the hands of all manner of things. That's why they were attacked. So when we're talking about fasting and prayer, we're not just talking about your needs alone. We're talking for stature. So that God can count on you and give you an assignment. An assignment that will affect generations. Do you know that the purpose of a particular person on the face of planet Earth can be to train two children? They don't have any other bigger purpose. Women, listen to me. Their purpose for some women, their purpose in life is to train two children for God. Give me Charles Wesley and John Wesley. Forget the rest. And by the time they grow up and they are done, the woman will go and sleep and be with the Lord. And when she gets to heaven, they will give her all manner of crowns and honor and say, you did your work well. Whereas the other one is very busy looking for food and drink for Charles and John Wesley. Physical, material things. But this one knows that beyond the physical and material, they need spiritual nourishment. The same thing applies to men. If Satan attacks you, he can attack the whole family. If a man is under serious spiritual attack, one of the ladies got married some years back, and she used to know that brother, he's a very committed brother in the church. The guy prays a lot. Then, he talks about prayer. I don't want to say prayer. He talks about prayer and fasting. He's the youth leader. So when they got married in the house, the lady said, Pastor, yes, my husband does not pray. I say, He said he does not pray. Even when I call him in the morning and say, let us pray, he say, go and pray your own. Go and pray your own. But she thought that he had a prayer life. Marriage will expose your weakness. You better start doing something now. I want to marry. You want to carry weakness and enter marriage. You are doing morning devotion. They wake you in the afternoon, you will not pray. They wake you in the morning, you will not pray. They now wake you in the midnight. You just say, kill me, Joe. Kill me. Let me die. Pray now so that you will not be a prey. See how I'm just taking my casual.
It's not because I don't have strength, though. I have enough strength. I can breathe 6 hours with energy. With energy. But I'm just trying to just communicate this because we're about to pray right now. Our children should fast. Start giving them fasting routine from 8 years old, 7 years old. Now fasting to 12 o'clock. Why? No goldie more, no indomie. Everybody sit down here. When the matter got tough, eh? When God sends Jonah to Nineveh, eh? When the announcement came that all of them will die, you know what that means? They will not have generation. It will wipe off a whole, you know what it means to wipe off a whole village? Nobody again will come from that place. I believe they must have thought of the weight of, so all of us will be wiped off. Say, all of you. Eh? Jonah did not force them. He just announced it. That, see, guys, I've been running away since, because I even want people to die safe in the first place. You know, Jonah didn't like those guys. He hated them. That was the reason Jonah was not going to preach to them, is that Jonah was a preacher of righteousness and he hated sin so much that he hated sinners. So he wanted them to perish. Are you getting what I'm saying now? No, there's one thing to hate sin. There's another thing to hate sinners. Jonah hated the sin and the sinners. So when God said he would make them repent, he was saying, why? Make them die now. People were supposed to die. That's why he was running. You know? Then God said, you will go and deliver the message that they will not die. Jonah, that every morning he gets to their street in Tarshish, he'll be shouting, all of you will perish. The judgment of the Lord is coming upon you. It won't be long. You will die. You see, you. You know all those ones that come to front of our, you see, as you are going this morning, look at her leg. 1, 2, 3. You will die. I was passing one day and a preacher was standing almost in front of our church here. So when I entered, as I was coming, it was just preaching. I was preaching. No matter, all of you that usually do special haircuts in the name of the people of God, you will perish. In my mind, I said, I don't cuckoo perish, finish already. They just need to see something on your body, they will declare you. That was how Jonah was preaching. Then God said, you will go and preach to them and say that it is not my desire that anybody should perish. So when Jonah got there and announced everything, they really, they were very remorseful. And the Bible says that they declared a fast. Human beings, sucklings. That means the baby that is sucking, but as if you go die. See breast, you will not taste it. I can imagine how the children would have behaved. What kind of wicked mother? Is that not what the Bible says? So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the what? Least of them. Go ahead. I don't know if it's there. Then the word of the Lord, no. There's a place where it puts it very clear that even animals, all of them. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water. So, the chicken, coo-coo-coo, and there's no food for you today. Get out. Goats, all of them. I can imagine they will be bleating. Meh, meh, meh. It's 6 o'clock. When they bring the food, the goat would have said, we'll go get us this week. We'll go get us. Get us. That's your business. And the Bible says God looked at them and he turned. I said, this is the only time in the Bible I see the animals join the fast. They made all the animals join the fast. They told all the animals, no food for you. Because they were really in that state where they were mourning. So all their animals, from the greatest to the least, children, everybody fast. We should start teaching children how to fast, because in the kingdom of darkness, when they are picking, when they pick witches and initiate small children witch, if the demons can initiate small children and call them into a sacred order and allow spirits to possess them, you think the Holy Spirit cannot possess a child and take over the child and manifest through the child? That's a lie. Can't do that. The problem is that we have
postpone the teaching till when they are 12, 14, 15. What we should have been teaching them early enough. Most of the scriptures that I know in my head, I've said it before, we learned them before we were 14. Bible, Bible, Bible. That's what we do all our life. We stay in church from morning till night. I didn't even know whether we'll be able to speak English. I thought it's only Bible we'll be speaking. Because we literally lived in the church. And where we stay, you don't only live in church, you live in parsonage. So you'll be seeing the church. As you enter, you'll be seeing church, you'll be seeing chair. All your life, all you see is church, chair, human beings, altar. You know, that's what I see growing up. If you want to make this fast count, if there are certain things you know you have been doing that displease God, this is the time to let go. The Bible says, he that confess and forsake his sin, God will do what? Have mercy. In our daily devotional today, I mean, who has our devotional today? I hope you are aware that our devotional has started already. By God's grace, it's going to be out, the hard copy, and it's very cheap so that everybody can buy it. 1,000 naira. You can subscribe for 1 year. It will be cheaper. You subscribe for 1 year, I'll get 1,000 naira. 3 months. Am I making it over cheap already? I don't even know what I'm doing. But anyway, it will be out. Everybody, who has it? You have it with you. Have you seen today's one? Yes. Get the microphone and read what's there. Then we're going to pray. Get the microphone and read what we have today. Now, devotional. 3 to 4 things that are very essential you do whenever you're fasting and praying. Don't choke with it. Please get the microphone to him. Thank you. 3 to 4 things you have to do. Number one, I've said that it's not part of that 3 to 4 things. So this one now, if you have been doing some funny things, stay away from them. Then, if you have been throwing tantrums at God, don't start your fasting. Go and repent first. You know what that means? You have only said, God, if you don't do this one after this January fast, I will not fast again. No. You cannot control the hand of God like that. You get results from God by brokenness and humility. You don't announce yourself, or else you will remain there for a very long time. A broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise. Even if you have not seen the answer, say, Lord, I trust you and I know you will do it. I give myself to you. I will keep serving you. I will not even remember this need again because I know you will meet the need. And if you are fasting and praying these 14 days, you don't have any specific thing you are praying and fasting for, I don't know what you are doing. Is it that you are praying for spiritual renewal and reinforcement? You are praying for a particular need or area of your life you want shift, you want change. There must be something. Your fasting has to have a target. This is what I am targeting. This is my fasting and prayer target. Or you want to get light about a particular area, revelation. You want to know something. Then you begin to fast and pray and sometimes read books in line with that thing that you're desiring light. That's why people fast and it is fruitless. It doesn't yield anything. Except you say, Pastor, I'm just fasting as a spiritual exercise so that the things that kept me down last year will not keep me down this year. It's a good one. That way you'll be cautious to know, because you know the things that kept you down, and you're able to say no more this year. So you build stamina over those things. Are we here together? Okay, let's.
So today's topic is practices to maximize fasting.
Practices to maximize
fasting.
Fasting. Yes.
So we have 4 key points here. The first one is worship.
Worship.
Yes, sir. The second is prayer.
Prayer.
The third is the word of God.
The word of God.
The fourth is edifying sermons.
Edifying sermons. Yes,
and we have 3 key lessons.
Pick the prayer and what's in prayer.
Okay, sir.
Read what's there.
Okay, sir. Prayer. Fasting without prayer is starvation.
Hunger. Why are you fasting? You are not praying. You are wasting your time. We call for fasting prayer by 12 o'clock. Some people will not join. We pray by 6 o'clock. Some people will not join. We pray by 5:30 in the evening. Some people will not join. Which one do you join? I expect that this period, everybody will be online for that evening. Then those of us who are busy at work, you probably cannot make the afternoon, but you can make morning or something. But almost everybody can make morning or evening. Afternoon, we understand.
But you can find a way maybe later, because the afternoon prayers are really targeted towards business, career, enlightenment, you know, the direction of our lives. Do we get what I'm saying now? Yeah, prayer points are directed towards that area, so you don't want to miss. But I understand that some people are in work environments where it is absolutely almost impossible. If you have break, you can quickly catch up to help you.
Dedicate time to meaningful prayer.
Meaningful prayer.
Pouring out your heart to God while listening to His voice.
Yes.
Listening for His voice.
Listening for His voice. That means as you are praying, you are praying. You are not just praying. Are you just talking? Are you expecting that somebody will speak back to you? Or you just feel like talking? Prayer is not a one-way thing. It's not a monologue. It's supposed to be what? A dialogue. So as you are praying, what is He constantly bringing to your spirit? As you are praying, what's boiling in your heart? It might be a distraction initially. Keep praying. Before you know it, the distraction begins to fade, and all of a sudden, the voice of God becomes clear. Before you finish praying that prayer hour, you would have heard something. Sometimes an impression of a scripture. Sometimes God impresses somebody in your heart to pray for. Sometimes God impresses something around you that you have not paid attention to. Then sometimes you are praying in tongues, then God gives you a burden. All of a sudden, you just discover that your heart is going towards this direction. This direction. Then you just discover that you praying in tongues. You switch to your understanding, you bounce back to tongue. You switch because you want to ascertain that this is what I am hitting now. So when we're praying in tongues and we're praying our understanding, Paul said, I will pray in tongues and I'll pray my understanding also. In other words, I start in tongues. Then while I'm praying in tongues, the Spirit of God drops things in my heart that I can pick, I have understanding of. Then I will mention it. And I'll pray in tongues. I will mention it. I'll pray in tongues. Why? Because what He dropped in my heart, I do not know how I should pray for it as I ought to. As I am now, I don't know the way I should pray about 2025. Because all the things that God wants to do, I can use my prayer to limit God. I can start praying and say, God, if You just give us 3,000. And God is looking at me like, ah. So, when it gets to those kind of things, I usually say minimum. Then I'll start praying in tongues. Le kusafaita barakus kapanda, and let Your will be established. For You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or imagine or even think. So I shut out my thinking and I stay in the place of praying in tongues for a longer time. I stay there like that. Then sometimes He begins to show me the images of the things He can do. Then those are the times fear will grip you. And I say, ah, Kaleba Sakabaya. Then there are times you are praying in tongues and you start laughing. Gagabaruka Sakataya. Then there are times you start crying. The different expressions based on the encounter you have had in the place of prayer. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? But if you pray every time and your prayer is always dry, shaka kaka 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 akarabins, akara, pap, 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 is hunger. That's not fasting and prayer. Only you remember akara, you remember pap. It remains custard. You are not fasting and praying.
Prayer activates the power of fasting and makes it spiritually productive.
So prayer gives life to your fasting. Your fasting would have been ordinary if you were just, you know, people do fasting to reduce their weight, reduce their size. That is for some of you here now. If you know you are not comfortable with your size again, you feel like you're too big, all you need to do this period, this fasting and prayer period, you're not supposed to be eating. You're supposed to go and buy fruits, nice fruits and some things. Stay on fruit fast for like 7 days. Drink water. When you come back, check your skin. You fear God. You see? I'm already giving you wisdom. Just that the wisdom will be very hard because hunger no go let people. This is the best time to do your fruit fast. 7 days. Banana and what do they call it? Groundnuts, just small. Not when you finish all the groundnuts in the bottle. Groundnuts. You want to do grapes and some other stuff. Banana does a lot because banana has a way of balancing. Orange might not be too good because of the acid content. But one apple can help to balance with any other thing. So you just know the things you're supposed to take. And you stay on it like that. Pap, is that not? Huh? Milk. Ah, you like that in the journey package. I know you. May God help us in Jesus' name. Okay, next one.
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
Devote time to studying and meditating on the scriptures.
Yeah, not just studying, meditating. So you can put your earphone now and you play your audio Bible and let that chapter play like 15 times. Let it play again. Just put it. You can be doing whatever you're doing and just let it keep playing. One, you'll just be moving as one will just drop. Count. Say, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. So meditation is continuous. You are regurgitating something that you have picked. So now, because you might be busy during the course of the day, so you want to play your stuff audio and maybe let it repeat. And sometimes you can play your Bible verse, five chapters at the road, and you click again, go back. That five chapter will play. Click again, just continue. You'll be picking different signals at different times as the Spirit wants you to pick. These things are practical. They are not theory. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Good.
God's word feeds your spirit and strengthens your faith during fasting.
Exactly. Some of the things you read in the Bible, you now have faith to practice them, to act on them, to believe God for certain things. You have faith.
It is through his word that we receive clarity and guidance for life.
Can you see that? Clarity and guidance for life. Yes.
For edifying sermons.
Edifying sermons.
Listening to anointed teachings releases grace and increases spiritual consciousness.
Yeah.
Sermons provide clarity, motivation, and encouragement, especially during extended fasts.
So during extended fasts like that, one of the things you do is that you can now go on Spotify and arrange your playlist and choose the sermons you want to listen to. I want to listen to Stop That Devil. I want to listen to Prevailing Prayer. I want to listen to 20 Days of Glory sermons. I want to eat half of it. I want to eat a quarter of it. I want to listen to the sermons Pastor preached during this season. You go and you download them like that and stay on it. Just stay on it. Stay on it. Sometimes you just, as you are listening, you will hear something. That thing you have been asking questions about, it will look like God just spoke to you directly. One of my friends was in a relationship with a particular girl. Why they were in the relationship? They were in the relationship, so he was reading the Bible one day. As he was reading, he said as he was reading, he just read the place in the Bible. Why do you take another man's wife? He said he has been looking for it. He has not seen it. But that day he saw it there. I said he didn't see. He said, that is he mad? That he saw it. He knows what he's saying. Why would you take another? He was reading the Bible. He just read it. Why would you take another man's wife? The thing just came to him like that. And the picture of the lady just came to his mind. He just called and said, what was that? He started praying. And he said, no, be that one. No. Why would you take another man's wife? Me, I'm thinking it is Abraham and because he said he can't find it, but me, I'm thinking maybe that was what happened. Abraham and Abimelech. He just, of everything he read, that thing just struck. And as he hit like that, the picture that came to his mind was the girl. And he moved out. He said, no, this is a problem. That is how he escaped. Through studying the word of God, he saw something. What would not mean anything to another person would just make sense. Somebody else might be reading it and see, why have you not proposed since? Say, hey! Hey! May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Get some of your pastor's messages and start.
So, go back today and get messages. Go on Spotify. Go on YouTube. Go on anywhere you can go and start listening to messages. I have listened today. I've taken my time. That's how I do it from time to time like that. I'm encouraging us to do all that. Don't joke with this season. Have a target. Did you get that? If there are certain things you know you have been doing, you're not supposed to be engaging, move out. You cannot be fasting and praying and doing some funny things at the same time. And it doesn't mean that after the fasting and prayer, you go back. No. The fasting and prayer created a break so that you have permanently broken that thing. And you start living the life of the Spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Are you ready to pray tonight? Let's rise up. We're going to pray. Amen. Is it very simple? Yes. Very simple. So today we're dealing with fear, anxiety, depression, mental stress. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Put the scriptures up for us so that we can pray tonight. One of the biggest challenges people have is usually that stress. Sometimes, do you know that sometimes people, you are just too tired to do anything. You just feel too tired and lazy to do anything. I know what I'm saying. I've been there. Sometimes I just wake up and I'm like, oh, make this person just rest today. I'll now ask myself, why? Why am I resting today? Sometimes you just go back, you are now feeling totally tired and sleepy. I'll tell myself, this is attack. What if I ban ministry, mommy, love, by multi more? I know myself. I wake up, I'll say never. God forbid. I will not pray sitting down that day. I'll have to pray standing up. Kabaya gaba baba baba baba. Fumi pada. Ikpe mio. Kakabaya. Because I know that anytime the devil wants to finish you, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. There's work and you are at ease. There's so much of work and you are relaxed. There's so much of work and you're not doing anything. You don't feel the hunger anymore to push for anything that will make your life reasonable. And poverty wants to finish you. Satan knows. That's why he's attacking. You just feel so lazy and relaxed. You need to wake up and call yourself like David said, my soul, magnify the Lord. Give instruction. Is anybody going to say here now? Give instruction. My soul, magnify the Lord. Give instruction to your flesh. Give instruction to yourself. Yes. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. But God has not given us what? A spirit of fear. But of what? Love. So look at it. If you read it very well, you understand. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. Spirit of love. Spirit of sound mind. That's what he has given to us. We're going to pray and declare that all through 2025, I operate in love, power and sound mind in the name of Jesus. I am totally productive.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.